It's Full Metal Jacket on the show with us tonight, the one and only Dave Mustaine of Megadeth. How are you, Dave?
I'm one and only-ing it. How are you, Jackie?
I'm good. It's great to hear your voice. Let's start by saying congratulations on the Grammy, because it's been a minute since we talked.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
Yeah, out there, you know, supporting Dystopia, you know, won you guys a Grammy. So congratulations on that. Let's start off with the idea of just Megadeth is typically categorized as thrash metal. What changed most about your musical preferences as you became more and more refined as a player?
I don't know that I'm a refined player. I think maybe my musical tastes are refined, but I still consider myself to be pretty rough around the edges with my playing. You know, I like stuff that excites me, that makes me feel alive. I remember for the longest time when the band had kind of gone on hiatus. This is maybe 10, 15 years ago. And the only way that I could get up in the morning was to listen to, you know, really stimulating music. And that song, From Out of Nowhere by Faith No More, was pretty much my go-to song every morning. I would put that in the player, and it was like Groundhog's Day. As soon as the thing would start, it'd be up and at 'em, you know. So you never really know what the song is that's going to inspire you.
Dave Mustaine of Megadeth with us on the show tonight. It's Full Metal Jacket, and here's a tune from August Burns Red, Invisible Enemy. It's Full Metal Jacket. Dave Mustaine of Megadeth on the show with us tonight, and the current Megadeth lineup now has a good amount of touring under its belt. How will that cohesiveness benefit the band going into the next album?
Well, it makes it easy to remember the guys' names.
That's a good start.
I think playing with Kiko has been really rewarding out on the road, and learning a little bit more about him as a player, and not having a chance to have played with Dirk yet. You know, Dirk came as a recommendation from Chris Adler, and Chris had said, you know, how much he believed in Dirk, and you know, I have such high praise for Chris. I didn't really know very many drummers that would even fit the bill of what Chris was saying, and meeting Dirk, it was just amazing. It was what we were looking for, somebody that had kind of the playing ability and spirit of Gar Samuelson, and somebody who'd lived for metal like we do. And I think that getting into the studio with the four of us now, it's going to be super exciting. You know, when we did Dystopia, remember, we had taken a very unexpected sabbatical from recording and touring, because we were going to go out on tour with Maiden, and we were told to come off the road for a while and that tour would happen. And then we all got the news, I'm sure you remember, when Bruce got cancer. So we effectively came off the road for a year, and then we're told we were going to be off the road for several more months, and had two guys in the band have to, you know, walk because they couldn't afford to just sit still for that long. So when we went in and did Dystopia, it was a while. But, you know, we're all so familiar with each other right now. I think it's just going to be a kick-ass record. I look forward to it.
Full Metal Jacket, Dave Mustaine of Megadeth with us. Still to come this hour, Josta's weekly pick from the pit with Jamie Josta of Hatebreed. Also new music from Toothgrinder, and more with Dave. Full Metal Jacket, Dave Mustaine of Megadeth on the show with us tonight. And, you know, right now the world is a scary place with politics, protests, mass shootings, and natural disasters. How has the lyricist in you been reacting to all the unrest?
Well, it's funny that you bring this up, because it became clear to me several years ago that when you started talking about politics, you immediately divide your audience in half. And what in the beginning was, you know, quite tongue-in-cheek kind of one-liner stuff started to unfortunately define me as a songwriter, and now people think that, you know, I'm a political songwriter, which I'm not. In fact, you know, we write about all kinds of different things. But looking at the landscape right now, things are really, really crazy. You look at, like you said, the natural disasters, everything that's going on, the inability for anyone just about anywhere to get along, and it just makes you wonder, how did we become so devolved. It's like the decline of Western civilization, part three.
It's Full Metal Jacket, Dave Mustaine with us. Quick break. Coming up next, we'll hear from Jamie Josta for Josta's Weekly Pick from the Pit. Also music from Black Sabbath. And still to come, we're going to have Dave picking a tune. We've also got music from Iron Maiden, a new Arch Enemy tune. It is all on the way. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got Dave Mustaine of Megadeth on the show with us. We're talking about Dave Ellison before. A mainstay in Megadeth, someone most people associate with the band along with yourself. Taking music out of the equation, why is he important to you?
You know, we just have been friends for a really long time. I've never really given that much thought. You know, Dave is one of those guys that, you know, he's kind of like a weatherman. You know, he's somebody you count on seeing day to day, and you usually believe him 100%. And if he's ever off by a little bit, you know, he's earned that grace that you'll let him have a mulligan. You know, funny story just came out in Metal Hammer. Dave was talking about, you know, the whole Nick Menza failed reunion thing. And he said the same exact thing that I said, but because he said it, it's believable. You know, and I don't care, as long as people know the truth that, you know, we loved and supported Nick and wish him well in the afterlife and certainly hope, you know, the best for his family and everything now.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up this hour, we're going to be hearing from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Got new music from Primus coming up. More with Dave Mustaine. Stick around. It's Full Metal Jackie, Dave Mustaine of Megadeth on the show with us tonight. Dave, there's one more album due on your current record contract. What's your thinking right now about a long term after that?
Ooh, no thinking. You know, we are enjoying the success of Dystopia and what the band has been able to accomplish. Each record lately has been, it's been a little bit more challenging for us as musicians, just trying to keep up with a world that record sales don't really matter anymore. You know, it's all about the live performance, and it's all about getting out and you know, pressing the flesh, and that's the one area where we really excel at is playing live. So we've been on this tour for Dystopia since January of 2016, if I remember right. I'm not exactly sure when the first dates were, but it's been a long time. We haven't done a tour this long since when we did the P-Cells tour for 72 weeks, and that ended up with us writing great music for the records that followed up after that because there was so much free time on our hands.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Gotta take a quick break. Coming up next, though, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Also new music from We Came as Romans. And more with our guest, Dave Mustaine of Megadeth. It's Full Metal Jackie, Dave Mustaine on the show with us tonight. Dave, the Scorpions tour obviously ended a little earlier than expected, but looks like you've got some other stuff in the works and some South America dates coming up. Who are you guys taking out there with you?
Our pals in Anthrax and former drummer from Slipknot, Joey Jordison's new band, Vimic, which is a band that I just got signed to Universal. I'm really excited about these guys. We have a management company out of Nashville that's managing them, and it's pretty neat to see Joey, you know, getting back up on the drum set after, you know, everything that happened. You know, and I've always been a person that believes in the underdog, since, you know, I usually am one, and it's just great to see that. And then I've got a new thing I'm doing called Gimme Radio, which we'll be talking to people more about in the future. Working on like we said, music constantly for new projects and stuff. But for the most part, we're just wrapping up the year and settling into a new studio that we were building in Nashville. Now, here's one little bit news that people don't know is that, you know, we've been working really hard with a bunch of various different projects. You know, my beer company had Megadeth Beer. We started that off as pretty much it was a refreshment thing for me because the wine was so successful with the Mustaine Vineyards thing. And when we started doing the beer company, that took off. So now we have won a gold medal with Megadeth Beer from Chicago and the International Beer Festival. And our latest wine that we released, our She-Wolf Rosé, has won a gold, a double gold, and then a platinum, which is I'm probably explaining this wrong. Either the platinum or the double gold means that all of the judges voted first place for our She-Wolf Rosé. So we've been branching out into different stuff like this, and you know, of course, David Ellison is doing Ellison Coffee, which you know is cool. And I know there's going to be a lot of stuff with Kiko and Dirk doing small appearances with clinics and stuff like that to keep themselves playing. I think one of them Kiko was doing was called A Thousand Fingers or something like that.
Awesome. Well, good luck with all things to come. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, Dave, and congrats again.
You too, Jackie.
On the Grammy. And
thanks.
And I will see you soon.
Okay. You take care.
It's Full Metal Jackie, and we've got more metal on the way.